Oh my God, your poor dad.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth Brant sister.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome.
We hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
Amazing Thanksgiving. Did we?
I did.
We didn't fight, did we?
Did we?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
We fight so often, like, sometimes it just, like, all blurs together.
At least that means overall.
You know why I know we didn't fight?
Well, I know why we didn't.
Mr. Roberts was there.
No.
Oh, why didn't we fight?
I mean, maybe.
Okay. Why do you think we didn't fight?
You weren't annoying.
Oh.
Probably because Mr. Roberts was there.
Yeah, we had like a great little Thanksgiving. Do we just want to like get into it? What do you want to talk about today?
I mean, yeah,
pop on in.
We're already talking.
We're just
talk.
Like, we're just popping in. Yeah, we had an amazing Thanksgiving. Mr. Roberts made his first Brant family holiday debut, which was nice.
It was great.
Our Thanksgivings have changed a lot over the years, which is like kind of crazy because we used to have like such a big family Thanksgiving. Now, like, we do it with the Ertles.
We do our chosen family.
We do our chosen family. And it was like a very fun time.
It was such a fun time.
Word on the street is
what?
I feel like you're stirring the pot right now.
I am, but not with us.
With him.
So, guys, don't get mad at me, but word on the street is that we weren't fighting for Thanksgiving, but maybe the Ertle girls were.
I love that we never know.
I know.
Okay, the difference between us and them is like
they have class and we don't.
Yes.
Literally.
I don't think they were fighting. I think that one of them was drinking that night, the other one wasn't, and so one of them was getting on the other one's nerves.
Tale as old as time.
That's a classic Jaden Page fight.
Yeah, it wasn't like the reason why I said the word fight because, like, we would have fought. Like, they didn't fight. It was just like, okay, so now I'm going to leave. And then, like, they just
I don't
left.
Think they fight.
Well, they...
Like, we do.
Silent fight, I guess. I don't know.
Must be... What's that like? Like, honestly...
Could never
like?
Be
our,
me.
Our flavor of sister fighting is just to truly annihilate each other verbally.
This is, like... You know how we were talking, Paige, the other day about how the Inuits have, like, 30 words for snow? We need, like, 50 more words for different levels of fighting.
True. Yeah. Truly. Yeah. Wow. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Way to bring that back.
Way to bring the Inuits back.
Can you name two different ways for snow?
Sleet, powder.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
Good You're for welcome.
You. Well, so great Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for all the... Whoa. I just spit. I'm grateful for all the sisters. Spotify Wrapped came out today.
I was
going
to say, should I... I have ours... For Your Poor Dad pulled up, and I wanted to like highlight some things, especially
you want
to
share numbers.
Well, I wanted to share a couple things.
Okay.
Hold on, please. You can talk while
this okay. Is, so this is pulling I was up. Gonna say Spotify Wrapped came out today, and there were so many people. I know this was kind of like a weird year for us because I was gone for so long, and then we kind of had like a little slump. But it like reinvigorated things and it really like made me appreciate because sometimes you feel like you're shouting to the void. And I know they're like there's so many like silent sisters, which is fine. You don't have to be like up our ass in our DMs, but like, you know, we appreciate it when you are. But like it's so nice to just like see how many people like people were tagging us like in their Spotify podcast Wrapped and they were like, we're above call her daddy.
Okay, so that was crazy.
Crazy.
And I saw some people like we were above the toast. Like I like
and those are podcasts we love.
Yeah.
And you know, we're in good company because like obviously you guys have good taste in podcasts. If you're listening to The Toast, Call Her Daddy, probably a podcast, Giggly Squad, just are the Mean Girls.
Yes. So this is a quiz question for you girls.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Do you know what our top episode was of this year?
Well, I do because you told me.
No, I told you the most engaged.
Oh. No, you did also tell me our top episode.
I didn't.
Not Your Poor iPad.
It's not.
Was it the fuck, I forgot.
Okay, you can tell us.
Our top episode was Your Poor Friendship Breakup.
Interesting.
I know. That's why I wanted to bring this up.
I think that girlies like when we talk about more like sister tings. And I think this year we kind of dipped our little toe into pop culture because so many people were asking us. And I thought that it would help our SEO if we put like Scandoval in the title. But I think the girlies like typical girly like conversations that they would have that with their sisters.
I think so too, because that one episode had, it was streamed 169% more than our other episodes, like average episode. Like that was, you know,
good to know.
That's
G to K.
Hold on one second. I got to get through some of these little things, but I do. You sisters are,
you're loyal.
You're really, and you know how at the end of each episode we're like, get us more sisters, mm-hmm. blah, 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 like whatever. Do you know which four, like, how do I say this? Hold on. I'm really distracted. How do you think they do that?
They share it.
How?
By texting.
Texting. I think I'm waiting to pull it up, but I think it's like 61% of our shares are via text.
Wow. Wait,
that's cute because it's like so personal to that one person that you're thinking of.
Keep it up.
That's sweet.
Hold on, let me confirm that. 61% text.
So here's the thing. Can you swipe and see what other?
Yep. So 61 text
for Instagram.
See?
I love that. Ooh, Snapchat girlies. Okay.
So basically what this, 31% direct link.
Oh, must like they copy the link and then go to the text.
So all it, like what this tells me, this 61% text and the 31% direct link. Thank you, everybody. Because thank you, sisters. You're doing what we're asking. Like they are listening and they are
and we will start, you know, delivering more.
We will start delivering more. I think those were the main things that I wanted to share. But also it's like those of you, I was not expecting like top 10 podcasts, top 5 podcasts, like top podcasts. Like I cried. So I'll be honest. I cried.
I know. I got a little teary eyed looking at everyone's messages and like seeing like the company we were in. And it's just like, okay, this is exactly the company I want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So it just like makes me feel good that like, not only do they have like, first of all, they like us, they really like us, but like we're also like on the track to be like where we want to go.
Yeah.
So thank you, girlies. We're hashtag thankful and grateful.
Yeah. While we're on Spotify Wrapped, do you want to like talk about your personal?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal with my Spotify Wrapped. I got hacked in August and I realized it because I couldn't log into my Spotify. And so I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to just like mess up my entire Spotify Wrapped. And so it was very interesting, though, because I want to know what your guys' opinion is on this, because I hate, just show me the data points. Like, just show me.
Why can we not just, it's fun to look through that one time.
Yeah.
But then when I want to go back to it, let me just click.
Yeah. Okay. So my top artist, so fucking basic, like, you could have guessed.
Relax.
It. My top artists.
Oh, I thought you said artist.
Like Taylor Swift's number one again.
Well, Taylor Swift is all of our number ones.
I think Taylor Swift's all our number one.
But Taylor Swift
Swift is literally globally all of our number one. She's the most streamed artist. So like, okay.
I do have to admit, I dropped to top 2% of Taylor listeners this year and that made me sad. Anyways, continue.
So I had Travis Scott as my number two, and I truly can only name Sicko Mode. Like, I don't even know. So, but
I do like Travis Scott, though.
I don't. Okay. And then number three, Beyonce. Number four, Rihanna. And number five, Olivia. And I think that Beyonce might have been, like, a hack, too, because I listen to Rihanna way more than I listen to Beyonce.
I would have thought the opposite.
I just really love Rihanna.
I love that.
And then, of course, my top songs, Cruel Summer, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Karma, Clean, Blanks, Plays, Like, Please. Isn't it funny? Like, Death by a Thousand Cuts and Clean, like, only are on my top songs because of Arlington Night 2.
Okay, so that is interesting.
But okay, this is the last thing I'll say about mine. The reason why I'm just like, I don't really know if it is a hack, but Meltdown featuring Drake is the only Travis Scott song on my top song. So I don't know if that person just like listening to it over and over and over again.
Honestly, or maybe it could be that you don't listen to enough Spotify, and so it's like,
or I just only listen to
Taylor.
I only listen to Taylor.
If you listen to like 90% Taylor and then, you know, 5% something, 2% one, you know what I mean? Like that could be, that could be it.
But it's just, it's interesting because I don't even know this song. So it's like Meltdown by Travis Scott. Like I don't know her. But I mean, you're welcome, Travis Scott, for the little like boost.
I'm kind of surprised that this love is good. I'm surprised that's not on yours.
Well, that was last year.
Oh, was that last year?
Yeah.
I thought you were listening to that. How long has this year been?
Not that long, I guess. Really long.
Okay, so my top artist, Taylor Swift.
Obviously.
Morgan Wallen was a surprising number two.
Really?
Because I listened to, when his album came out, I definitely listened to it on repeat for a little while. But like a very short little while. So that was shocking.
I feel like your 2 through 5 are all going to be such just small a small percentage bit of the pie. It wouldn't really matter.
Blink-182, I think because we went to Blink-182. Fall Out Boy, shocking.
Well, that's because of Taylor.
To be because of Electric Touch, Taylor. Obviously. And then Kelsea Ballerini. My top songs, Cruel Summer, Hits Different, Getaway Car, Don't Blame Me, Maroon.
Nice. Maroon. I like that you have a pure top songs. You have no like outliers from anyone else.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, like a different artist.
Jade did too. Hers were all Taylor.
Mine were literally all I'm looking at 2022 and mine are way more diverse.
Read your top ones again.
So last year?
No, like right now.
Cruel Summer, Blank Karma, Blink Space, Clean, and Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yeah. So I am surprised by Death by a Thousand Cuts on yours a little bit, but all of those are like
I kind of love basic. Crying to Death by a Thousand Cuts.
See, the thing about me and Death by a Thousand Cuts, I'm not really listening to it as much on here as I am karaoke. I'll be honest. Bailey, do you want to talk about yours?
Yeah. So my number one artist is Taylor Swift.
Whoop.
Then I have Miley Cyrus, Gretchen Wilson, Eminem, and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That literally says everything anyone needs to know about
this
you.
This is Bailey.
Okay, but what is surprising? So Flowers is my number one song.
That's not surprising.
Vigilante shit. Not but surprising. Then You're So Vain. When did I listen to that?
You're so vain.
I did want to learn the words, so I guess that was it. And then Midnight Rain and Karma.
Midnight Rain? You were like
I love Midnight Rain.
You're so mysterious. You're so mysterious. That's crazy.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I haven't seen anyone else have Midnight Rain in their top five.
I was kind of surprised. Well, I guess not, because whenever, like earlier in the year, I was obsessed with Maroon. And that's, well, and then Hits Different. Like Hits Different was like, really? But I don't know. Midnight Rain, I'm proud of you for that one.
I'm surprised by it.
I think Midnight Rain, I liked that song more at Eras. Like, after Eras, it made me like songs more. Like, obviously, Clean.
Well, that song, I became a stan. With me, I like songs more when I know the words. And for some reason, Midnight Rain took me a really long time to learn the words. This town is a ghost town. And it, yeah, like, my boy was a montage, slow motion, love potion, jumping off things. Like, I kept forgetting those words, and then I was, like, getting frustrated. So, like, on to the next.
You know what I hate when people do is when they say frustrated instead of
Did I just say that?
No.
Oh.
But I was watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. You know what I hate is when people say Salt Lake City.
And I was getting ready, and I was... The Lisa Barlow kept saying frustrated. I'm so frustrated.
That's like, how do people say supposedly?
Supposedly.
Mom says supposedly.
Supposedly. Mom also says, Jade, for real? Mom said naked.
Like she always does like, that.
Something, I don't remember why she said naked, but she was like naked.
And she also says onion.
Onion.
That means onion. That doesn't have any resemblance to the word onion.
Onion.
It sounds like where someone's from.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to give mom.
She's Ungian.
I don't want to give mom too hard of a time because I can't spell for shit, and I can't say. I always mispronounce things.
I have like a phonetics problem.
But for me, I think I mispronounce things as like, what's that one time I did like emerge, submerge.
Ooh, like, that's like fine though.
But that's like my more of my issue.
Oh, just I like think. Mixing up meanings. Wait, by the way, this
I just like
this
don't have a good vocabulary.
Who does? Bailey. Okay, so this just got me thinking the phonetics problem. So this brand reached out to me and they were like, hey, would you want to be in this like ad we're doing for a dog thing? I'm like, anytime I can work with my son, I would love to. They're like, okay, good. We just need you to like, you know, freeball this script, send it to us via video, and then we'll see if we can work with you. I'm like, okay. And it's all about, so me and Hank are like on the floor of my kitchen and I'm like channeling my acting class. I'm like,
that's okay, you're Hank.
Like, I'm like
in the mirror.
I'm like, that's okay, Hank. And I'm like, oh, what? And I'm like literally talking to myself in my kitchen filming this. And it was just, I can't wait to show you guys. You guys are going to roast me.
No, I can't wait to see it.
Why is that a phonetics problem?
Because like it was hard when I was reading the script. Oh. I kept like messing up the words.
You want to
like,
know recently a word that I absolutely, how did I say zhuzh?
I don't know. Zhuzh. Oh, I think you were just shocked at the spelling. No, but like, you said, you said when you saw that that was the word on the crossword, it was like, zuzu, tootsie.
It was like, like, however you spell the word, like, zhuzh, I thought that it was like,
zao, I don't know,
zuzu or something like that. And I said that out loud and to Patrick, and he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you know, like, oh, Zuzzy. I said Zuzzy. Zuzzy. I was like, oh, you know, you gotta, I was like, we're doing a crossword, and I was like, you gotta Zuzzy it up. And he said, what? And I was like, hello, the crossword answer, Zuzzy. Like, you gotta Zuzzy it up. And he said, do you mean zhuzh?
Oh my and God.
Honestly, that humbling.
Humbling.
Like, I said, how the hell was I supposed to know that's how you spell zhuzh?
I don't know how to spell zhuzh to save my damn life.
Well, whenever you want to say zuzzy, that's zhuzh.
I like when you were texting and you said, oh my God, that's so risque. R-I-S-K hyphen A-Y. It is really like that. It's like there's no other way this could be spelled.
Well, the thing this is must like, be a A. No, I knew that it was wrong, but what I really, at that moment, I thought I was in a safe place with my sister. And what my main point was, I wanted to get across, like, I don't know how to spell risque, but I want her to know that I'm meaning risque. So, like, mm-hmm. hyphen A-Y, like, risque. Mm-hmm. And then she trolled me, so. Sisters.
I think that's why Apple's really doing all the work with the, like, easy voice notes, because then you could just send it like that, and there's no risk.
Risque.
It's not too risque.
All right. Yeah. So
how else is your wait? Can you give us a little insight on you had a wild day today? Like your power went out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So I've been in a fucking slump. I'm like in my slump-a-doodle-doo era. Like ever since like Monday, I woke up and I was just like, I cannot get out of bed. Like I was just like,
what else happened on Monday?
I don't know.
Did Aunt Flo come?
Aunt Flo came. Yeah, so it's like it's a period induced slump that I think, but I had like 30% to do with maybe binge drinking all weekend.
Yeah, but also like the period slump is real.
It's so real. And I was battling. I was like going fucking head to head, punch, uppercut with my slump. Like I got up, I went to the gym, I like took my little schedule 35 magic mushrooms. I took this other little shot called Magic Mind that had like L-theanine and like all these like vitamins for your brain health. And I like was taking Hank on walks. Like I truly tried so hard. And I just like sometimes you cannot beat the slump. It's just like this. But the important thing to remember is that the slump is not forever. The slump is temporary.
It's more like a pendulum, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's actually true.
Well, I like to look at it as just like, you know, a little roller coaster. Like some days are good, some days are bad, but it's like you still keep going. You know?
Or
well,
like
that's the thing. The pendulum the pendulum keeps going.
Well, the pendulum, you stay in the same spot. Like if you're like, I like to move forward.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So anyways, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So I've like been crawling out of the hole I've been in for the last like week. And then, so I'm at this meeting and it's just like, I'm like trying to stay up. Like, it's like, I'm working with like two cards in the deck and I'm trying so hard. I come back from the meeting. I'm like, fuck, I got a lot to do. My power's out. And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, none of my texts are going through. I'm looking at my, like, I'm like, wait, nothing's on in here. My heat's not on. Like, I'm sitting in darkness. Like, it just took me so long to realize my power was out. And I, like, was trying to FaceTime people. Nothing was going through. I walk outside. There's, like, weirdness in the air. The power's out on my block. So I'm like, okay, fuck. I get a text. Power's going to be restored in 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, I'll just go and pop in and get a little spray tan. And I like kind of.
Well, before you tell that, I was really cracking up because Jade called me, which doesn't sound weird, but it was so weird to me because we only FaceTime. And I was actually FaceTiming Patrick at the time. And I saw that you called and I was like, Patrick, I need to hang up. Like, I need to call Jade back because she never calls me.
Yeah.
And I called Jade and she was like, my power went out and my text messages weren't going through. My FaceTime isn't working. I thought that we were being invaded and this was like an apocalypse.
I was like, this is it.
And I'm like, that's really funny. First of all, that it's like because of the text messages and like the no FaceTime, like something must be really wrong.
And because I was like, I'm stranded without my like wits.
Yeah. Well, and
even though I was at home.
But and then I was like, you can come over here, whatever. But then you decided to get a spray tan.
I popped into a spray tan. I usually go to my girl, Kim. She does a custom gorgeous spray tan, contours my non-abs onto my body. And I'm like, you know what? I've aesthetically been in a slump. So I just need to pop into the booth.
Just need a little base.
I'm just going back to the booth for like a second. So I go to the booth. Of course, it's a terrible fucking experience. The booth is never good. It's just good for like, for you to look in the mirror. It's not good for an event. So I'm like in there completely naked, three hair things over my hair to protect my wig. And then I do one spray tan of the front and the lights completely go out. Like darkness. And it's like, it's full darkness because like you're in a booth in a room with no windows, no doors.
The thing that was so weird is then she FaceTimed me and she was like, and it starts in the dark and I can barely see her face. And I'm like, what are you doing, you little jokester?
And I was like literally crying, laughing. I was like, I am in a spray tan booth right now.
But then what was weird for me to understand is because like you called me and it was so dark. I thought you were like doing a bit or something.
Like I lost my power.
And then I don't know what I thought because then while we're on the phone shortly after, like the power comes back on.
Yeah.
So then I see you.
And I'm naked.
Like, and I'm like,
I'm naked.
I'm trying to understand like what the bit, like, oh, why did she, I thought you turned the lights on. So like, I thought you called me.
Oh, you thought I was thinking. Yes.
Like I thought that you had turned the lights off and then you're like, I'm going to call Paige. I'm like, why would she do that? Because then I answer the phone and you're like, Paige, can you see me right now? And I'm like, kind of like
exist?
I'm like, barely. Like, what do you mean? And then like the lights go on.
I know.
And then I'm like, yeah, I can see you. Like, what do you mean? And you're like, I'm at the tanning salon. And then I'm starting to piece them together. And then you said, I am Ross Geller.
So then I'm like, I have to like put my clothes back on with my sticky little spray tan on one side of my body. It was just the front side. And also Mr. Roberts at that same time, who doesn't live very close to the spray tan place, he was like, I lost power too. So then I'm like,
everyone,
creepy vibe.
Austin lost power.
We are being invaded. I was right. I was like, I gotta finish the spray tan. So then I waddled to the front clothed and I was like, excuse me, my spray tan isn't done. She's like, oh, do you want to finish it? I'm like, yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be great.
Thanks. This is why I fucking hate this place. Like, the fact that I have to tell you.
You're like, did you not see that the power just went out?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, you were in there? I thought you were done. I was like, no.
No.
So then I come back. And so now I get the to do the two sides again. So then I'm like, okay, I could be a normal person and just go in and just do my back and hop out. But I'm like,
might as well
just do a double dip to the front. But I want to protect my face because I don't want my face to be double tan. So I put the towel over my head. But then I didn't realize until the thing was spraying me that my chin was hanging out. So, and as Josh Mitzel in junior year of high school said, he said, Jade Leno, my chin.
It's like Homer Simpson, where you just have a dark.
I'm literally going to be Homer Simpson tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
So I'm like having like the worst 3 days of my life. And I don't even know. My big ass Jade Leno chin is hanging out of the towel. And tomorrow I'm going to look like Homer Simpson. But honestly, I was like, it's worth it to be able to like look in the mirror and be like, oh, it's not that bad.
Okay.
It's
the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's like, it's so funny. And for some reason, it reminds me of like you just like wanting to get like an extra little advantage, right?
It's, yeah.
Like, the grape lady.
No, it's literally the grape lady.
like you are the grape lady.
If you guys have never seen the lady who's on the news and she's in this grape just stomping YouTube competition,
grape lady,
you need to YouTube it. Like, I think about it all the time.
Oh my God. I wish they had like a YouTube video wrapped from like 2012, because that would be amazing to see the ones that we watched over.
Well, Charlotte
over
takes a tumble.
I loved the country,
the country ass motherfucker, like with, yeah, with the bike,
country ass motherfucker.
My favorite one Ballin. Is hide your panties, and then he goes check your panties. It's a news anchor, and he's reading the teleprompter, and it says check your panties, and then he realizes what he says, and. He goes, I think that was supposed to say pantries. And the woman next to him's like, I tried to warn you, but I couldn't get it out because the teleprompter was wrong. So he read it right, but it was like about like, you know, check your panties. Me and Sarah Smacky, we send each other bloopers of like news anchors all the time because there's, it's so
good.
Fucking funny.
It's check so your panties.
I think that was supposed to say pantries. Or that one guy who goes, or it was a lady. She's like, wow, this guy climbed Mount Everest. And you know what? The reason this is so crazy is because he was gay. Sorry, I meant blind. Like, what?
It's like, okay.
It's so crazy because he was gay.
You can't run up there in those little high heels.
Blind. Or when that one runner lady's like, yeah, I love running in the snow because it feels so good. Like whatever she says. And then they're like, okay. She's like, bye. And then she slips on the ice.
Oh my God.
And just eats shit.
Wow. We need to. You guys have a lot of content to consume. Okay. Also, one last thing I wanted to say, just like a classic Jade rant that I was noticing on
a jant,
if you will, on Small Business Saturday. You know what I cannot fucking stand?
Tell me.
Is when MLM girlies say, thank you so much for supporting my small business. When you purchase from me, you could purchase from anyone. You know, when all these other girlies out here who are hawking stuff from Amazon or whatever, but I have a small business and it goes right into my pocket. And it's like, okay, first of all, by the way, there is no difference between, okay, the difference between an influencer hawking stuff from Amazon and you with your MLM is that you have a large business behind you who is backing your marketing. It's backing your product sourcing. It's backing like every little thing you need to run a business. You are a salesperson. Second of all, an influencer, same thing. I mean, it's literally an MLM, but like they are having to take care of all of their overhead, all of their marketing, whatever. And this isn't an
influencers aren't MLM.
No.
Yeah, you said it's the same thing, but it's not.
Okay, no. But I'm just saying, like, they compare it to influencers, and it's fucking not. And they compare themselves to, like, a small mom and pop shop. You're not. You're literally being backed by a multi-million dollar business. You're not a small business. You are a sales rep for a large business. That's like somebody who works for, like, I don't know, Indeed, a sales rep, being like, thank you so much for supporting my small business, aka me, support, like,
my individual quota.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Okay, so it took me a minute.
I blacked out. Yeah,
it took me a minute to get on what you were saying, because at first, the way you started that, I was like, well, I appreciate when small businesses say thank you for, like, thank you for buying from me, whatever.
Small businesses, but
your point is
MLMs.
When MLMs say that they are a small business.
They say, work your business, girls. I sign up. Like, being an entrepreneur is so hard. You are not an entrepreneur. Nothing about what you're doing is entrepreneurial, besides being just like a self-starter for another business. Like, you're just a self-starter for, like, a salesperson.
Yeah.
And it just, like, drives me fucking nuts. Like, did you come up with the ideas? Did you come up with, like, all the marketing? Did you come up with all the branding? Like, can you imagine if we were an MLM? That would be so fucking easy. Just, like, having, like, somebody, like, help us with everything. We're just, like, hawking shit. Like, we're just regurgitating shit that they've already told us to say. That'd be so easy.
I also would rather doy than, like, have to, like, post all the time. Or, like, hey, like, just reaching out to you to see how you're doing. Also, smell my candle.
Smell my finger. But anyways,
what's the smell like?
I don't know if that made sense. I kind of, like, honestly blacked out because I'm thinking of, like, one person in particular.
I was going to throw out a couple names, but
not who you're thinking of. This is a different person.
I was going to think of someone we all know.
I know who you know. And never mind.
Okay, so do we want to go? So we have a lot of sister stuff today. So the sisters have been saying that they really like when we talk about, or we do, like, the questions and answers and advice and all of that. So they always give us so many good things. So I'm going to
wait. I'm sorry. This is really prompt, like, timely.
What? She just got a hey girly text.
From what?
From an MLM.
It was just like, but the reason this is so shocking is because, like,
should you try it?
This person.
Should you try it and, like, it be an experiment?
This person is, like, not, I would have never expected that they were that person. You know what I mean? Actually, fun fact about this person, you guys all remember Tyson. So this person has a very, well, always, I don't care, MLM or not, this person, have I talked about the September 1st incident with Tyson?
Oh my God. I don't know if I know the day, but is that too dark?
The boat incident?
Oh, yeah. Not on here, I don't think.
Well, so there was, like, a very intense, like, probably the most intense argument that me and Tyson got in. And we had a couple friends over, and I was, like, you know, asking for their assistance in the other room. And they were one of the people that was there to, like, help remedy the situation.
Right.
And so for that reason, like, that person is always going to have a place in my heart. However, it's just shocking that, like, hey girl.
Anyways. Okay. So we have some, like, very interesting questions. Okay. So
they were hacked.
Ask.
I don't think they were hacked.
Everyone's getting hacked right now.
Okay.
Tell me about it. Okay, so one of the sisters wanted to know our thoughts on having work crushes while married. And then she also DM'd us and said, okay, my view is that having little crushes on dudes at work make my 9-to-5 so much more exciting and worthwhile. I feel better about it because the guys I have a work crush on are also married, like myself. We have a cute, flirty, friendly relationship and never take it beyond that. Am I just living in a DeLulu world, or is this psycho mistress behavior?
So
don't think you're a psycho mistress.
Okay. Well, first of all, if you are at work with my man, then yes. Well,
so hold on, time out. Let's start from the beginning. First, I want Jade to answer first, only because we have never been married yet. As someone who has been married, okay, how would you feel if you were married to Mark when you guys were married And if, you know, or even when you guys were dating, right? Like,
right.
Because whatever. Like, so when you guys were together, how would you feel if Mark had a flirtation with somebody and if someone had a flirtation with him? Like, answer that first.
Okay. Are we putting ourselves back in the mindset of a 28-year-old girl? Or are you asking me to answer this now?
Shit. Yeah, why does it have to be Mark just because marriage?
Marriage. So, like, I guess my point
okay,
is...
because
like,
my point, like, being 28 and, like, being with Mark and, like, all of... like, in that time, I would have been like, it's fine. Nobody cares. Like, we're so cool. Like, we just, like, don't get jealous or whatever. And it's like, oh, yeah, you don't get jealous because you have, like, 5 million other issues that you're not dealing with. But, like, now I would say... in a relationship with like a lot of respect and like clear boundaries. And like, I would say not that me and Mark didn't have loyalty in that way. Cause that makes it sound like we were just like, you know, cause me and Mark were very like loyal
to each other,
I don't think he was loyal in the way of like, he lied. Honesty. A lot.
Yeah.
But between, like when it comes other to like, cheating and stuff, yeah. Like we were very loyal. But I would say now I would be very annoyed if like Mr. Roberts had that kind of situation or any one of my partners had like a flirty situation. But I see what she's saying. I think it's like more of an innocent like, oh, like this is the person that I like get along with the most that's like at work that happens to be a male.
So here's my first thoughts is there are people that are... can be just naturally flirty, yeah. Right? But typically those people maybe don't know that they are flirting.
I think that's me.
Well, and so I feel like if that's you, you wouldn't write in being like, I'm flirting with this person.
No, because like, I would just be like, we're like having good banter.
And then it's almost like an afterthought of like, oh my God, like if this person were to like be like, should we like hang out or something? And you're like, oh my God, like we're just friends. And it's like, yeah, well, I thought you were flirting. And it's like, oh, then it's like, this is a my bad. I thought we were friends. Like, I don't know. I feel like for me, you identifying that you are intentionally flirting, it's not that it's wrong. I just think it's a slippery slope.
Totally. And I think there's a difference between like having fun banter with somebody and then calling it flirting.
Exactly.
And then calling it a crush. Like for me, like I think I like am a bantery person. Like I can like banter with anyone. And I guess like you could look at that as flirting, but I would never call it flirting because that's not my intention. And I think like with men and women, you're right. It is such a slippery slope. I just think you should be very careful and like be respectful.
Well, and so well, sorry,
not saying you're not,
with,
but like
with my work, there are my work husband, Patrick, he is gay. So like I have no problem being like my work husband, blah, 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 because like
he's gay.
There's no way, shape or form that like anyone could or should be jealous of like, is there something going on? Cause like he doesn't like me like that. I don't like him like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's a very like clear, easy boundary. And it's just like, oh, work husband, work wife, whatever. Then there's people that I do not talk to as much, but if I need to talk to somebody in a different department, I have my go-to people, and whether they're like girls or boys, like in each department, it's like it's the person that I've like connected with the most. But if it's ever one of the boys, we might have like a quick banter because one of the guys does like Vanderpump, right? Mm-hmm. So there was like if I needed to talk to him like during the whole scandal thing, I'd be like, hey, did you like see the episode last night?
Yeah.
And it'd be, and then his response, oh my gosh, yeah, me and my wife are like blah blah blah, and I'm like, yeah, me and my sisters are bling blah bling. Anyways, here's my question about work, and then it's done, and then we don't reach out again unless it's like,
that's because you don't want to talk to more people.
Well, it's also the respect thing. It's like,
yeah,
it's I could talk to you about, oh my gosh, well, did you see this on Instagram about, especially the whole scandal of it all. It's like, mm-hmm. But I don't need to talk to that person because that person,
I think that's the difference. It's like actively reaching out to that person, especially like in today's remote society, like actively reaching out, I'd be annoyed.
Yeah. I also think that it's I could understand why you would feel a little bit safer talking to someone that you know that they're also in a committed relationship, to where it's like, okay, I know. But it also a little bit sounds like they're playing chicken.
It's a slippery slope.
Gonna see who's gonna be the one to like pull away, who's gonna like take it too far and then be like, oh my God.
I don't want you to feel like you're doing anything wrong. I just really want you to be
mindful
and like hyper aware of how this
and could, intentional.
Because yes. Honestly, if you were to ask me at 28, I would have had a completely different answer, because I wasn't as intentional of a person. But now I am, because like I really respect my relationship. Not saying that she doesn't, but like I think it's a completely different situation. So now I'm like so much more intentional with like what I say and how I say it.
Well, and for me, if that were my invisible husband, and if my invisible husband had this like playful crush relationship with a coworker, why the fuck are you married to me? Personally, like I would feel like that would be such a black and white issue for me personally, which also means that I cannot have that myself. Right. You know what I mean? Right. And so that's the other thing, is like, how would you, if you would care or feel weird if your husband had the same relationship with someone at his work, then I think that's the first thing you need to think about.
Yeah.
Because if you would feel weird about it a little bit, then think about that.
Okay. Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay. So let's pull that back up. So I hope you know that we love you. We're not judging, but
we're your sisters.
Okay. Celebrity crushes or favorite holiday movies? This is in the same question.
Oh,
I don't think I really have like a celebrity crush. There's no one I'm like dying over.
I feel like if I were to start like rattling people off, it's like I could rattle off a lot of people.
Yeah, like yeah, there's a bunch of like hot guys, but like honestly, none of them really like enticing to me, because they're like actors or like football players, or like that just like doesn't do it for me at all. I don't have celeb crushes.
Well, I can see very attractive people. I'm like, they're hot. But
it doesn't like get the needle moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The proverbial needle.
Favorite
holiday movies?
Okay. We were talking about this. Obviously, Christmas Vacation.
Obviously, number one.
But for me, I love I'll Be Home for Christmas with Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That's a good one.
The Family Stone.
Family Stone is amazing.
I totally disagree.
What? You don't like Family Stone?
That's why this is my opinion.
You don't like Family Stone? Family Stone's an excellent movie.
It makes zero fucking sense.
You have to watch it.
I know.
It's just like
she hasn't watched it.
You've never watched the movie?
Just watched it last weekend. No,
but she wasn't watching it because we were playing cards.
Okay, Family Stone is truly like a movie. It's like, I want my family to kind of be like that.
It's really good. It's really, really good. You want us all to
switch boyfriends? Spoiler alert.
That was one part of it, and that was a weird part.
Well, I want to be the mom, except for, you know.
Jesus. Again, no spoilers.
Anyways, what are your favorite holiday movies? My third is Jack Frost.
Okay,
Michael Keaton, Jack Frost.
Is there a different one?
Well, like the cartoon.
That's Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah. No, Jack Frost is like a...
I think all the classics, the ones you said, I also really love Claymation, Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday.
That one's a good one. And then
I like Home Alone.
Sometimes Home Alone. Christmas Story like makes me like a little like, I like it, but it's also like they're so mean in that movie. Like it just didn't give me like the best feelings as a child.
What one? Fudge. Oh.
Well, like the dad Grinch. Was so mean.
The Grinch is
funny. I'm not an elf girly.
I like elf.
It's fine, but it's not like my top.
Okay, I have a hot take.
What?
I don't know if you guys know this about me. Was that me? For a while, I had this like weird thing against Will Ferrell. Literally unwarranted. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, dad's favorite movie was Step Brothers. Like, he had it on DVD. I would not watch it.
And I would not watch Elf because I was like, this is a stupid movie. Like,
because Will Ferrell kind of has stupid humor.
Well,
it's a hit or miss.
But the thing is, I have really stupid humor.
You do.
So it really doesn't make sense. I don't know what it was about him. Something must have happened that I was like, not this man. I will say, I do like Elf. The reason why I don't love Elf is Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, yeah, she's like annoys
the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I can't.
Are you crying?
Me?
It looked like you had a tear in your eye.
I hate Zooey Deschanel.
Okay, here's a good one.
Oh, wait, the Santa Claus. I love the Santa Claus.
Oh, the Santa Claus. Okay. This guy, like, is still talking to his ex. Should I drop him or wait it out?
Drop him.
Drop it. I truly think that honestly will, like, it will send a message more than anything. And you know me, I love power. Like, I think there's, like, power in, like, the talking stages. Like, you're always trying to, like, get the power. And Paige thinks that that's toxic. But I think it's, like, I don't think it is.
But I think that it only will work if you are genuinely okay with relinquishing the power and letting it die. You can't be like, oh my god.
Oh my god, that was such a juicy crack.
Yeah, it kind of made me uncomfortable.
No, because the thing is
you have to really like let go. If you love him, let him go. And if he comes back, that's how you know.
I think it's like having this persona. So I think it's like good. I like to channel when I'm not feeling like my most like strong self, I'll think of like somebody who I really respect, like Rihanna. Like, would Rihanna talk to a guy who's still talking to his ex-girlfriend?
No.
So like, if you're like having a moment of weakness where you're like, what should I do? Think about like Rihanna or Beyonce, okay, or literally
or whatever.
Well, maybe not Taylor.
No, because I was rewatching the Reputation tour, and she says, like, right before Getaway Car happens, she says this whole little monologue, and it's like, she says something about like not being burned by the same man twice.
Ooh,
and I was like, oh my god, yeah, like duh. And the other thing is, like, right now this man is having his cake and eating it too.
Yeah, so
why would he act any different?
Choose two girls, lose the one. Bye. Choose two girls, lose the one. Cardigan.
But like, what does that mean?
It means like he's choosing two girls. You lose
the one.
You lose the one.
The love of your life one.
Right. So
yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that was like the easiest Taylor Swift lyric for me to decipher. I'm surprised it took you so long.
What does that mean?
The one.
Yeah, I would say if a guy is not giving you what you want, like us as women in this day and age, we need to just like focus on like what we want and like cutting guys off who don't give us that.
Well, and because you don't ever want to have to
compete.
Whether you want to or not, you don't want to have to compete or compare yourself to that other person.
And don't entertain a guy, even though, like, okay, me and Mr. Roberts at the beginning of our relationship, we were both dating other people because we were like getting to know each other, but he never made me feel like I was competing against other women and vice versa. And I think that's the important thing. Well,
and because Mr. Roberts never told you guys, like, he was so, it's not that he didn't say that you guys weren't exclusive, like at the very beginning he was so explicit about, I do really like you, but I want to date, I'm going to date other people as well. Like,
yeah.
That's such a different issue. Like, he is an anomaly.
Right. That was, like, totally an anomaly. And it is what everyone does when they're first starting to get to know someone. Like, you date other people, and, like, you just stop, like, eventually stop dating other people. I mean, not everyone does that, but whatever. Anyways. On that same vein, getting ghosted by a guy you really thought liked you.
Sorry.
I think you need to put up a mental... I think Tink says hold a funeral for that person. For me, like, I'm more visual. Like, I put up, like, a wall in my head where it's like, okay, like, yes, they can, like, enter into, like, maybe my nose space, but they're not entering into, like, my cerebellum. What's it called? Is this cerebellum? Yeah, Bailey says yes. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, so, for instance, with Colorado, like, I had a mental block after I was driving home. I was like, there's no fucking possible way this person can actually enter into, like, the meat part of my head ever again. Like, he's just like, there's like a block, there's a repellent. And like, whatever you need to do, like, tell all your friends, this person fucked me over, tell your mom, tell your dad, so that you have that insurance policy. So when they try to come back, that you're like, I honestly can't do that.
Then you'd have to explain yourself.
Yeah, because then you're like, guess who I'm talking to again? And you can't get burned by the same guy twice, especially when your mom knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige has probably a more therapized version of
that. The only thing I was going to say is that, like, read the exact thing again.
Getting ghosted by a guy you thought.
I think I took that a different way.
You kind of did. Well, because I think of that more as.
Well, because Colorado didn't ghost you.
Well, he did millions of times, and I always let him come back because I never told anyone.
I think of this more as. I hear that, and the first thing I thought of was me shooting my shot guy. he didn't ghost me.
Still rejection.
It's still rejection. And the thing is like. You had such it's a different experience, I think, but just because you weren't always rejected. You weren't always ghosted. Like, he was always coming back to you to give you the hope and the, oh my God, of course I like you. And then so you're coming back. So it's like, for this person, it's like, I like you and you don't like me. And 100% that sucks. And like, what do you do about it? And bottom line is, like, you just have to accept it. Like, the fact is like, not everyone is going to like you. Shit, not everyone likes me. And even when I'm like,
not me.
One, it's humbling and it's great to be humbled. It's an uneasy feeling to settle in, but like, it's always, if you go to therapy, it's always like good to like sit in unsettling feelings. And because why? It's like, because I expect, if I'm willing to like somebody, I just assume that they're also willing to like me.
Well, and she said that he thought he really liked her. So she probably has like evidence she can point to, like, why did you send me flowers? Why did you send me that follow up text?
Just like with the shoot the shot guys, like there was evidence that made me feel confident to shoot that shot. Right.
Right.
And it's still okay. And the thing is, it's not weird. It's not like, it's just like the respect. You just have to accept it. It's accept and move on. And if that person doesn't want to give you, if that person doesn't like you, don't make them like you. Don't try to force them to like you. And if they're ghosting you, that's giving you all of the answers. And the thing is like, sometimes it sucks and it's okay to like have your feelings hurt.
Yeah. It's interesting that I took that as like,
Colorado,
what do I do to like, if they come back, because men always come back. And it's interesting you took it as like, what
how do you
if
handle,
your ego gets hurt?
Yeah.
Let's do a couple speed rounds.
Okay. Taylor and Travis.
Obsessed.
Still. Okay. This is good for Paige. Okay. Would Paige ever be open to dating a girl? I think she could get a 10 out of 10 energy she deserves.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll be honest. Like, if it wasn't a sexual thing, I think I could have a relationship with like a girl, but I can't have a partnership relationship with the girl because like, I'm not sexually attracted to women. You know what I mean? Like,
I would not like a feminine energy, like in a partnership, literally at all.
The only reason I say that is because like, I am
so masculine.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and I am like, assume like the innocent little female energy where it's like, I'm like kind of helpless.
And I am a little more like, wow.
Okay. See ya.
Like,
yeah,
I'm a little more masculine with my emotions. So that's like, I can understand how I could match better with like a feminine, like more feminine emotions. But like this, the reason that would never, I'm just not sexually attracted to women.
So sorry. But you know what's so funny in that same vein? So I was talking to someone today about the snowpocalypse or like the freeze that always happens in Austin. And we were talking about how like just naturally the gender roles in this person's house started to take shape. He was like, we were literally like chopping wood in like the Zilker forest to like get wood for our fireplace, and then like she couldn't chop as quickly as I could. So then she was like, how about I do this? How about I go cook? Because that's like easier for me to do instead of us like both wasting our time. And he's like, we just naturally started like assuming gender roles without even like discussing it. It wasn't like, you're the woman, go cook. It was just like, shit, you're better at this, I'm gonna go do this.
Yeah, you're physically stronger than I am.
And it was just like, faster. And it's like so funny, like how like when like push comes to shove, like, you know, women, like we don't want gender roles, but it's like, you know, like when you're left with your like bare hands, sometimes okay, it's like
if someone else is there to chop the wood, I'm not gonna be like, no, I could do it too. It's like, oh no.
Well, please. So but it's like, it just is kind of like it naturally happens.
Well, what's funny about the snowpocalypse is it was me, Bailey, and Peter, and Bailey was mainly manning the fire.
I was chopping the wood in the garage.
And he was helping a little bit, but I'm not talking about him. It's like Bailey was like fire. And my focus was because we didn't have water either. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh my God,
we've got to flush these toilets.
I'm melting snow to melt the snow, to put this melted, ugly, dirty water into these buckets that we could then put into the toilets to flush. Because God forbid if Peter is here and if I have to go number two, to flush. Like we, right. Even though we have two bathrooms, like we cannot have a pee bathroom and a poo bathroom.
Oh no.
Like my immediate thought was melt. How much snow does it take to melt for one tank of a flush? You know
so
what I mean?
So much. It was so much.
I told my work, I said, I gotta melt snow today. And I did.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Okay. Also, people want to know about Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes. Do you think they're end game? I haven't listened to the Call Her Daddy episode, did you? The second one.
Oh, I haven't listened to the second one. But without listening to the second one, I think it's hard to say end game right now, just like it's hard to say end game with Taylor and Travis. However, I'm so here for Taylor and Travis, and I am so here for Kelsey and Chase, even though I think I love Kelsey Ballerini. Please, I would love to like hang out with you one day and like have you on the podcast. However, like you are a little like
cringe sometimes.
Cringy in love. And like, because you're like, so in love.
It's kind of like she's telling, not showing. You know, she wants to make it more clear. It's like
running off stage to kiss him.
Saying that she's going to run off stage.
She's like, hold on 1 second. Like, I just can't possibly finish this song unless I fucking run off stage.
So that was the first thing where I was like, oh, it's like, you know, like kind of cringe. But the thing that got me was like, hey, Taylor, we're both in the, like.
No, that TikTok was insane. That was like too far. Like, if that's honestly something like I would do, and then you would call me and like relentlessly make fun of me.
So that being said, like those two things I thought were cringy, but there's so much about that relationship that we see, but there's so much that we don't see. And I think that regardless, I love this relationship for the both of them. I'm really happy for both of them. I think it's exactly what they both need at the very least for right now. And maybe in game. I don't know her well enough or him well enough to decide.
I want to be a first string. All I know is that she is a Virgo, which is, Virgos have extremely high standards. And it's like,
have you heard her new song about him?
No.
Jade.
Is it making you want to cry?
Jade. It's called like the men who loved you after a heartbreak or something.
All of the boys you loved before.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, maybe that's where but that's like the vibe. It's not that vibe. It's like here's to the men that didn't have to pick up the pieces of your heart, but they did, or who didn't have to like wipe your tears, but they did. And it's like, you didn't know how much I needed you. Like, thank you to the man who loved me after the heartbreak. And I was like, I cried.
Okay, so the thing I think we should end it on is one of our listeners said that she thinks that it'd be really fun if we did a psycho sister story of the week. Because as we know, when you fight with your sister, it's gloves off. You fight like in a way that it's unlike your character. Like, it's not like how you deal with any other person in the wild. Sisters, it's just this animalistic, like you turn into like a little demon. So this is one of the ones I thought was kind of funny because I could relate. Okay. One day my mom brought home muffins that we were supposed to take to church the next day. My older sister came in to eat one, and I, being the middle child, stepped in and said, "Hey, those are for church." Well, she made a stupid face at me. So
wait, the older or younger sister?
The middle. This is from the middle sister.
No, but like which sister came in to eat the muffin?
The older sister.
Okay, the older, yeah.
My older sister came in to eat one, and I, being the middle child, stepped in and said, "Hey, those are for church." Total middle child move. Well, she made a stupid face at me, so I hit her, justifying her terror.
She made a stupid face, so I hit her.
Yeah, like she made a stupid face at me, so I hit her.
I'm following so far.
She started chasing me around, and I locked myself in the bathroom. 10 minutes later, I came out, and she chases me into my room where I throw everything I can get my hands on. Because older sisters are so fucking terrifying when they're mad. Well, the last thing I threw was an aerosol can of odor eaters. Nailed her. She cried and then I cried because I knew I was in deep shit. This is so us. Older sisters are also terrifying when they aren't mad. We are best friends now and I was just the maid of honor in her wedding. I told this story in my speech.
That's funny.
That's like so me and Paige. Like it would be me to like come in and just like eat the muffins that were for church and then Paige be like, "Actually, that's not the rules. Like those are church muffins."
Well, no, here's how it would happen if it were me and you.
Oh, it would be worse.
I walk into the kitchen, you're like opening the muffins and I say, "Oh, hey, those are for church."
And I would eat it.
And then you just like, you look at me and you take a bite.
Yeah.
Jade, you would like take it out, lick it and put it back and be like, "Fuck you with your church muffins."
Exactly.
So what I wanted to have, well, I don't know if you remember, but hopefully you do. I was going to say maybe Bailey should share her
psycho sister.
Remember when she like pushed me like, or like kicked me over and
I can't share that because that didn't happen. Me out. That didn't happen to me.
Oh, so Bailey with an E was there, but Bailey doesn't remember. I wasn't
there. That happened kind of to me.
Okay, so then I'll tell you guys. So Bailey with an E is Left Girl, aka Bailey's alter ego. And Bailey with an E is not, or sorry, Bailey, aka Left Girl, is not responsible for Bailey with an E's behavior. Like, Bailey with an E has a mind of her own.
Right.
So the thing is, whenever we were younger, on the weekends, my mom would leave a list of like chores. For like, my mom and dad would go like run a bunch of errands on like a Saturday or something. And it'd be like, okay, we need to like clean the downstairs bathroom, upstairs bathroom, vacuum the middle floor, but whatever, like a list of chores. Naturally, we would watch TV, sit on our asses. Jade would be on the computer or something like until the very last moment. Like we knew how long all of these tasks took. And so we were procrastinating. So anyways, we get the word. It's like, hey, we're going to be home in like 15 minutes. We're like, shit, like we gotta work now, right? So like Jade and I are in work mode. And obviously we must have been pissing Bailey off earlier in the day. Because like Bailey at this, like Jade and I are both like, okay, whatever the fuck was happening earlier, like it doesn't matter. Like we're work mode. And Bailey's like, fuck you guys for whatever the fuck was happening
earlier. That's where you lose me. That's why... You guys literally probably invented this, like you invented the fucking aliens and everything. We're just like, there's no way that I was like,
we invented cleaning. Aliens.
This is my chance to
I think we like, were just no being, we were way. Being assholes.
I think we were being annoying. Like we were like, okay, Bailey, do this. Bailey, do that.
Well, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, like mom and dad are about to be here. Like we actually have to like do the
Bailey
thing.
Was like, Bailey, this is what you still do to this day. Like instead of just like doing a sweep, like an overall sweep, you will like detail. You're like, oh, now's a good time to organize the VHS tapes.
Which that's why I think you kicked me over because I was probably why would you be organizing the CDs if there's 15 minutes till mom got
you? Because she probably had to clean up your mess.
No,
from when
no,
you got
I'll tell
out.
You what it was because. Who I was karaokeing with all like the CDs. And so I had to put the C because, and it's not like there was a system, but what I knew is like, we had like the top karaoke CDs and like the bottom and like dad wanted them like kind of like in the thing. No, so I'm like putting them back and Bailey just walks over to me and just kind of, it's not like she does it hard, but she kicks me enough to where I like fall over.
And I'm like shocked because I'm like, wait.
No, Paige looked at me and then I started dying laughing. And then Bailey put up with her superhuman strength by the neck. And she had me up against the wall.
Stop laughing!
Because I was probably like being annoying. Because
you
too.
Were being like.
So you're saying this happened downstairs?
No, then
down,
you came up the stairs. And I
flew up the stairs.
I was downstairs. I was in the game room. I was in the game room and I'm like literally I'm at the karaoke machine and I'm squatting. Yeah. I'm putting things up and you just like, and Jade is like kind of at the top of the stairs and she is like, she loses it. Like she's fucking losing it. And you're like, stop laughing. And she can't stop laughing.
I remember stop laughing
in the living room.
No, I was downstairs.
You were in the living room when she
against what wall in the living room.
It's funny how two out of the three of us remember this like the same way.
It sounds like you guys need to get your story straight then.
But it's not like Bailey was like Hulk. It's just like she made the motion and Jade's just like, she's laughing so hard. She like pushed me
up against the wall.
By the way, Jade graduated high school when I was 10 years old. So I would be probably 8 and Jade would be
I'm saying Jade, 17. It's not like Jade's fighting back. Jade's
okay. We're all, 6 years older than you. I'm not like 10 years old.
I was trying to do.
We're all laughing at the situation because the thing is you have always been like the baby. You've always like Jade and I have been like the fighters of the family.
Yeah.
So it was shocking for both of us to see this thing, and it's honestly funny that to this day that you're still denying it.
I know. It's honestly like, come on,
accept it.
I mean, I would very happily like accept that I would do that because there's been 80 billion times I'd want to do that to you guys.
Nice. See?
Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility for me. I just know that that didn't happen.
See?
Okay.
See?
Well,
all right. Well, I have to pee so bad. I think this is a great episode.
Same.
It kind of cheered me up a little bit.
Good.
Keep writing in. Write in your more Psycho Sister stories.
I love the Psycho Sister stories.
Yeah.
We have so many. We can just like.
We can just drop.
It can be
like a week experience.
Yeah, like we'll read some and then like we'll tell some.
Yeah.
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 All right. You want to close this up?
Sure. Make sure to share this episode with a friend. Follow us on Your Poor Dad Pod Instagram, Your Poor Dad Pod TikTok. Follow, rate, review.
Yeah, leave more reviews.
You can email us at yourpoordad@gmail.com. And definitely review us. 5 stars for sure. Even if you say something like, ew, hate them. 5 stars, though, and we'll appreciate it. Okay, Jade's got to pee, so we're going to go. Bye.
Bye.